CEF Mobile.
KO4HKX.
How are you?
I'm good for 5:30 in the morning. How about yourself?
It's the same, I guess, you know, besides the fact that I am up this early. Not doing too bad. I think I actually went to bed early last night. I think I laid down before 9:30, which is crazy.
I'm a little late last night. Just couldn't, I don't know, it worked out that way. Couldn't get everything done in time.
Yeah, I was, since I'd stayed up at late and got up every morning, you know, during Christmas break, I don't think I went to sleep till after midnight, Monday night, or Tuesday night, or Wednesday. So, man, I was tired yesterday. That's whenever I was sitting at a computer just about fall asleep last night. I said, nope, that's it. I'm going to bed.
Happens. At least you were just in front of the computer when it happened, though.
Hey, for you, how's the week been for you as far as business goes?
About like I expected it to do. First week of the year, right after Christmas and New Year's, it's typically a slower week. So, no surprise there.
People were not at work. I don't know if shops take that much time off. I wouldn't think so, but, or is it that most people's pockets have been empty through Christmas?
Well, back at work, you got a few that have taken longer vacations, but that's really nothing abnormal there, but a lot of people are trying to recover from the time off and the Christmas and like I said, it's just the way it is this time of year. And everybody's trying to gear up to get their taxes back. So here toward the end of January, it typically picks up pretty good.
Yeah, I ain't even bought the stuff I want to buy. I still got two antennas sitting in a shopping cart ready to go. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet because I spent so much at Christmas and whatnot. We're back.
Taking KO4HKX.
KO4 CEF.
Good morning, KN4 TFW.
24 CF.
Where are you at this morning?
Well, I'm the subdivision now.
You'll see me go by you.
And early.
Roger, W2JKT.
How are you doing this morning?
Just headed down south through the construction zone now, passing the New Man and Hubble Distribution Center. Got my 2 meter set of 70 centimeter cans in the back of the car. I'm going to tune them at work today. I have a D-Star repeater that I'm putting up and got my coordination yesterday, but I've got to move the frequency a little bit because the pair I used to be on down in Clemson is not available in Shelby. And yeah, so I got to get that done and, you know, we got to put in all that other stuff and get it on the air.
Interesting. I can hear Shelby repeater from my house. I don't know if I better hear that one, but it'd be interesting to have a D-Star repeater around.
And I don't have the greatest location. I'm not in a very high place. My mast will be about 45 feet up, but my house is kind of in a little bit of a hole. So really, it might only cover kind of uptown Shelby and maybe a few miles around, but that's all I really needed for. I wanted to be able to use my handheld over in uptown and you know, places close to my house.
Ken, how you doing this morning?
I can't complain. Just got one more day for this week, right?
Oh, my schedule's so screwed up right now. I don't even know what day it is.
Joe's in town this weekend.
I'll have to go to that. That gets you in trouble.
Susan's Jeep in the shop. Battery kept dying. Usually we drive it. Like, she drives it like every day. But if you leave it sit longer than a day, the battery goes down to like 10 volts. And it won't crank. And so I don't know. I did it once over Christmas. I thought it was me because I'd been driving. I thought I left something on. But then it did it to her. She went to work on Monday, let it sit on Tuesday, Wednesday, wouldn't crank.
Yeah, that ham fest? Was that this weekend, Patrick, or next weekend?
Next weekend, next Saturday.
Well, I wonder if it'd be worth it or not. I mean, it's a decent size one.
Get the Greenwood in back without having to charge somewhere.
100% and leave the heat off, you might can make it.
Be a bit of a stretch, and even in that case.
That's old trusty petrol engine vehicle.
Roger at exit 39 and another one at exit 80. There's probably one a little bit further down. I think I can't remember where you get off to Greenwood, but I'm sure I can find it. But yeah, it's still a lot of driving to go to a ham fest.
Back here, man. I'm going to grab me something cold to drink this morning. So I'll be back here in just a few minutes. KO4HX. I'm going to stop for a minute, so I'll be back here in just a minute. KO4HX.
Eric, I was saying the Waynesville Ham Fest, it's about an hour, hour and a half drive, if I remember, to get up there from my house.
That's not too bad. I think it's probably about 2 hours for me to get to Greenwood. I'll map it out when I get to the office, but I think it's around 120 miles each way from Shelby. Of course, I can always wait until Labor Day weekend and just, you know, walk across town to the Shelby Ham Fest, too.
I've yet to make it to, and I really want to. I've tried for 2 years, and I haven't made it yet. Go ahead, Ken.
One yet, and that I just, yeah, just hard to pull the trigger on something that, you know, it's working. I don't really need anything, although I could use another headset.
Best, it wasn't great this year. I of course, granted, I didn't show up until Saturday, a little after lunch, but it looked like most everybody had packed up and left by, you know, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. So I don't know what was up with that, but, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot there by the time I got there.
Better, I don't know. I hope so, because I definitely want to get up there. I've heard good things about it. I know the Waynesville one, it's been good. I mean, it's been big, but I've heard Shelby was even bigger, so I would love to go. Just be able to walk around and see what everybody's got, because you can find some interesting stuff. My boys picked up LEDs, and, you know, people just bring stuff and sell it, and it's just interesting to walk around. It's kind of like a flea market, except there's a lot more ham radio equipment.
The area is enormous, and all kinds of interesting things. I've always managed to get something great. Even this year, there's a guy that goes every year, and last year he bought two of my radios for me, and then this year I bought a radio from him. He had a pristine TS-950 SDX there, and he cut me a great deal on it. So I'm glad I went, because I was able to jump on that. But yeah, the flea market area is enormous, and they always have a lot of good stuff.
Usually that's worthwhile is the wire man is usually in all of them. So I'll either pick up some power pole connectors or something. You know, there's always little connectors or coax, you know, PL-259s or something that you need. I tend to kind of pick up little stuff like that. I figure that makes my trip worthwhile, because then I can just have it in my hand instead of ordering it from Amazon.
Not far from your house.
I've been in person a couple of times to pick up stuff. They're up Highway 11 a ways, not too far from you at all.
My wire antenna, and that's where I went, and I picked it up right there.
Store. I know they were closed, but I've never been to the actual wireman stores or shop.
I think you're definitely in the wrong place. I went and went and went, and it's like, wait a minute, let me just call for directions. Now it's about 100 yards from the driveway.
Don't expect it to be what it is when you get there, do you?
Wrong vehicle, you'd be hosed, wouldn't you?
But it's kind of twisty to get up there, and you know, it's definitely not a store. It's just more like a big barn, and it's definitely not what you would expect, that's for sure.
It's when I went up there, though, and that, you know, rolled me off some wire, and I had issues, and then they refixed it for me, and that, so I mean, I can't complain at all.
them. I bought about $800 worth of coax from them several years ago when I was redoing all the coax in my shack in Seneca. And they made all the custom links for me, and it was all top-notch stuff.
With the SWR, and they kept working with me until we got it right.
That's good business practice.
These other Jeeps, the battery only lasted about 2 years.
It's hard on batteries, but it is kind of odd that it's draining, but I don't know.
Jeep in the garage.
I'm back, guys.
Ken, have you had the alternator and everything checked?
Dump it off, it says 14.5 volts, you know what I mean? And it's been running fine. I mean, I think something's sucking it down. I mean, we let it sit a couple of days, and it was down to like 9 volts on that. And as soon as I just didn't take nothing to jump it off, and then it went up to 14 volts. I mean, you could turn it on and off, on and off, on and off, and it worked fine.
A good multimeter that can measure millivolts really well, or maybe even microvolts, you can start measuring the voltage across the fuses in the fuse block, because they have test terminals on those ATC fuses. And if you've got a fuse that's got, you know, a couple hundred millivolts across it or something, then that would tell you which circuit is taking some current with the car turned off.
I don't have a good meter, like a Fluke meter or anything. I just got one of them, you know, $15 cheap ones is all I ever needed. And that we did change out the headlights, but that's been a couple of years ago, you know, with the LED ones, with the, you know, with the little colored rings on them and everything. But I put a jumper fuse in there and come off of it. But I mean, it's been on. I don't see anything wrong with it, but it shuts off when you turn the key off.
Be able to get it all figured out for you. It's not the alternator, the battery is. It's hard to diagnose then.
Still open, so I dropped it off last night, but I was going to take it by the auto parts just to get them to check the battery and that, but they'll probably see it when they get in it. It'll be low in the morning. FW.
Me and I have two giant batteries inside the engine compartment. It's always fun to play around with that one, because we're not... When my jumper cable that went from one battery to the other one, when it went bad, that's when I had all those problems with my electrical system, where the battery just kept getting drained and the truck would start going into limp mode and everything else.
Battery in a truck last year, and that was the original battery, and it was the truck's of 2014.
Not cheap. I mean, you spend a chunk of money to buy a battery now.
Law is an interstate dealer.
Helpful.
I give about $230 for it, but it had like a 4 or 5 year warranty on it.
If with a pair of MPP, I think. They're not the AGM. I just got the really good, they're top end lead acid, flooded battery for my truck. And I think he got them, they were like $130 a piece his cost, so that wasn't too bad. But yeah, retail, those things are a couple hundred bucks a piece these days.
I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I am going to hop out of the truck and run on in here and I guess do this 6 o'clock meeting, so I'm going to say 7-3, y'all. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully they'll holler at you when I get off for tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew, KN4TFW.
D2JKT.
To Jimmy, KG4LSL, last night on the way home.
Not much lately, and then I heard him yesterday.
Fishing lures.
Dave talking yesterday when I was just in and out, but I hadn't heard him on, and it's been a couple of months.
Up there at the winter field day, I mean, right up there, just, you know, not to talk on the radio, but at least maybe to meet some people.
We should. I mean, it's right there in your backyard anyway.
You get any closer, right?
I mean, that's about as close as you can get to your house without, you know, having some real issues.
And if it's any closer, it's a date.
I don't live too far from you. I don't know exactly where he's at, but the general area, you don't live far from me at all.
Behind Little Rebel somewhere down there.
I am pulling into my first stop this morning, so I'm going to hop out and get the truck opened up. Eric, you be careful. Ken, you be careful the rest of your drive, and maybe I'll talk to you on down the log this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s, guys.
I think have an awesome day. Be safe out there. KN4TFW.
Here, I was just dealing with some traffic. It's people are some extra special crazy this morning.
Yeah, boy, good thing you didn't come down through there yesterday. Man, there was a truck ran off in that construction zone.
Like the right days to work from home.
A bit later than you were passing through, but man, it he went over the thing and was upside down, and it took forever to get it cleaned up.
Running from Georgia's in the middle lane going 40 miles an hour, and it's about to get run off the road.
Now, I mean, I'm not no speed demon. I usually run 60 or 65, but I stay over here on the right side. Just mind my own business.
Lane going about 40 to 45 with his high beams on. So, you know, I don't know. I'm without words.
Makes you wonder how they ever got their license.
I'm still alive. I got stuck behind him, and I couldn't get out from behind him because the lanes on either side were going so fast.
The thing you want to do is pull out doing 45 and everybody else is doing 80. KN4TFW.
JKT. Weekends this weekend?
I told Mom I'd like to at least make the RV show just to see what was out there. I'd like to find some kind of little pop-up, like something to pull behind the Jeep. You know, I'm hoping this year we could do a little bit more camping, although we do a lot of tent camping.
Camping in a while. I have a 35-foot travel trailer. I take it to the Shelby Ham Fest, you know, whenever I go, and when I lived in South Carolina, I would go camping on the local lakes all the time, but since I moved to Shelby, I haven't had it anywhere except the Shelby Ham Fest.
19-footer, and then it got to where we didn't hardly use it, and then the roof leaked a little bit, and I gave it to my brother, and he fixed it up, used it to make sure he was going to like camping, and then he got him a used motorhome. And that's and about all that. That thing just seems like it's going to be a lot of expense. We just need something, you know, something to get up off of the ground probably, so it isn't so bad in our older age. But mostly just looking for when we retire. But man, they're proud of them things.
Really, really expensive at the tail end of the pandemic because so many people were using them to people were working from home so they could travel more, and a lot of people were using them as like mobile hotels so they wouldn't have to stay in hotels and risk getting COVID. Campers got really popular, and then I think if we give it another year, the prices are going to come way back down again, A, because of interest rates, and B, a lot more people are going to be going back into the office this year. So I think you might see some relief a little bit later this year.
Agree with you. I know my sister and brother-in-law, they've worked from home for a long time, but now they're going to have to go back in for at least a couple or 3 days a week and that. But I'm kind of looking at one of them little pop-up A-type trailers, you know, because, you know, something that doesn't have a rubber roof on it, and something that's just easy and that, where her Jeep, I think it's got about a 3,000-pound towing capacity, so can't have anything real big.
That, but, yeah, I mean, one of the small pop-ups, you know, you can get to 3,000 pounds, but I've seen a lot of them that are under that, so it shouldn't be any problem for the Jeep to pull that.
one of them like little teardrops and that, but Mama ain't gonna go for that. She's kind of claustrophobic, so I gotta get something that has at least a little bit more room.
Same way, that's why I got the big 35 footer. It's very spacious inside. It's got the it's got two slide outs on it. So both the bedroom and the living area are nice and big. So I like that quite a bit.
Really liked our 19 footer. Good thing about it was that it would fit on any spot at any place. You know what I mean? If they had a spot, we could get it in there. You know, sometimes when you got a 35 footer, you know, the spot won't accept something that long.
Yeah, I've not had too many problems, but the XYL is calling, so I'm going to take the phone call. I'll be back in a little bit. WCJKT.
KFW, standing by.
To JKT and back. Wanted to ask me what was for dinner tonight, so hashed out a plan for some hummus, flatbread, and vegetables and stuff like that.
I know when I'm at work, if the wife calls, it's like, yeah, I better take that because she don't call unless it's something pretty serious, important.
Driving in, so she doesn't want to text me, so she'll call instead.
Yes, I got people that text me and they know that I'm driving. It's like, man, I ain't answering when I'm driving.
Especially, you know, on 85, you have no, there's no room for dividing your attention between a text message and driving the car because, you know, you can't really look out the window while you're texting. Happens to them pretty often, right?
Hey, on a little pop-up or whatever, is the coupler a 2-inch or is it a 2 5/16?
5,000 pounds, you'll have a 2-inch ball. You'll move to a 2 5/16 over 5,000 pounds.
Yeah, my truck's set up for that, but her car, or her Jeep, it only has, like, the regular plug-in connector, and it only has, well, I guess I could put a bigger ball on there, but it probably wouldn't work.
Is it a 1/4-inch receiver or a 2-inch receiver?
Yeah, it's got a 2-inch receiver, but if you're going with a 2 5/16 ball, the trailer's probably got brakes, and hers isn't set up for brakes. Get it set up for it if I need it, because I had a Tacoma that I had them rig it up and put the little, you know, little unit that's kind of under the dash to work the brakes.
That I don't know what it is, right at exit 51, right at the interchange, as you're driving under all that new construction interchange, there is some noise source that completely blows away the repeater, and I'm not sure, I've never been able to figure out what it is, but man, I didn't get anything of your last one.
Probably some electronic billboard, and I know I have one that I go past, and every time I go past it, it does it, but I was saying that no, she doesn't have it. Her Jeep isn't set up to pull a trailer with brakes, but I could probably have that added, I'm sure.
An aftermarket brake controller for that. But, yeah, if she's got a 2-inch receiver, there's nothing wrong with putting a 2 5/16 ball on a 2-inch receiver. That's the way my pickup truck is set up to pull my camper with. It's a weight distribution hitch with a 2 5/16 ball and a 2-inch receiver. And it works fine, and you know, my truck's got the 7-pin and the 4-pin connectors on the back for the brakes and lights. But yeah, I mean, you can get on Amazon and buy. I think I had in my Armada, I had a Tekansha P3, and it was like 100-something bucks on Amazon, and it worked great.
When I had my Tacoma, I just had them added to it, and I have a weight distribution hitch. I think it's an 800-pound weight distribution hitch that my nephew has borrowed right now.
They use a weight distribution hitch if your trailer is more than half the weight of your tow vehicle. So I use it every time with my travel trailer, and even with my little cargo trailer. My cargo trailer is about 2,500 empty. So I'll even use that when the trailer is empty. just because it's good practice. So, yeah, it's a good thing to have for sure.
Beach is a lot safer. And then, you know, I had to have them add-on mirrors that you hooked onto the door to get out wide enough where I could see. I came up on somebody the other day that was pulling a trailer that was, you know, 2 feet wider than the mirrors. It's like, man, that's dangerous.
My pickup truck has extendable mirrors, but my Armada can't pull the camper. I actually don't even have the Armada anymore, but my cargo trailer was a 7 foot wide, so the Armada mirrors could see around it. But yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, a lot of people, you see a lot of dangerous stuff, people towing trailers that they're not really set up for. It's kind of scary.
And beside you and kind of a little bit behind you, and I can't see your mirrors. Yeah, that means you're liable to come over at any time.
That's definitely the truth, but I'm getting another call here, so let me jump out for a second. WCJKT.
Yes, sir, you're standing by.
This one, so I'm going to sign with you and wish you a good day. We'll maybe chat a little bit later. I don't know if you're usually not on the afternoon, so I'll just catch up with you guys a little bit later. So WCJKT 73, have a great day.
Good day. KN4, TFW.